أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ضربت عليهم الذلة أينما ثقفوا إلا بحبل من الله وحبل من الناس وباءوا بغضب من الله وضربت عليهم المسكنة ذلك بأنهم كانوا يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون الأنبياء بغير حق ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون. صدق الله العظيم. إن شاء الله we discuss verse number 112 of Surah Ali Imran. In the previous verses, Allah تبارك وتعالى spoke about the significance of this ummah, the ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, describing it as khayra ummah, the best of the ummah. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala expressed, walau amana ahlul kitab lakana khayran lahum. If the ahli kitab had brought iman, then it would have been best for them, it would have been better for them. However, there were some that had brought iman, others did not bring. They could not harm this ummah in any way, but in very small ways. In the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there would have been some verbal abuse. There would have been little harm that they brought to this ummah by way of their hypocrisy, etc. But in any kind of open battle, they had turned away from this ummah and they were never assisted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Going further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the condition of the Ahli Kitab, and more especially here reference is made to the Yahud. Dhuribat alayhimu dhilla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, al-dhilla, abasement, disgrace has been smitten upon them. It had been stamped upon them. Aynama thuqifu, wherever they are. From their very history, one had found that they had been an abased nation. They had been a disgraced nation. And when one even looks at the history insofar as Al-Quds is concerned, insofar as Al-Aqsa is concerned, we found that there were invasions after invasions. It was the Egyptians that invaded it just after Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. And thereafter again we found there was another invasion by the Egyptian king. And then we found that there was an invasion that had taken place by Bukht Nasr. And then the successor of Bukht Nasr had also invaded Al-Aqsa. And in these invasions, we had found that they were imprisoned, they were killed, they were taken as slaves. And we found throughout the history, before the birth of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, an invasion had taken place. After the birth of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, after the ascension of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Titus had invaded and he had desecrated Al-Aqsa, and that remained in that state till Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had reinstated it, and we found that there was disgrace in right up to the time of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا بِحَبْلٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَحَبْلٍ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. This word habal had appeared earlier on when Allah Ta'ala said, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ. Hold on to the habal, the rope of Allah Ta'ala. So here again Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala brings this word habal, but in a slightly different context. And this is the beauty of the Quran Sharif. So there we discuss the word habal means a rope. So a rope holds two ends together. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, besides a bond from Allah ta'ala and a bond from mankind. What bond Allah ta'ala is speaking about? A pact, a covenant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That this disgrace, there are two exceptions to it. One was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made one exception, that despite the fact that their aqidah, their belief was not 100% in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they adulterated, they tampered the kitab, but then there were those rabbis amongst them, and even the Christians, there were those monks amongst them that had went out into their monasteries, into their synagogues, and they worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made a pact, Allah ta'ala had made a covenant, even with our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and this ummah, that if there is any kind of confrontation, we will not touch those individuals. They did not participate in any war. They did not to have anything to do with the planning of that war. Then we will leave them. That is the covenant that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had taken. No matter how much of the remnants of the kitab they had held on to, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had abided by and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had allowed. Another interpretation of Habal min Allah, that bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that bond is you leave everything else, you bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will remove the disgrace that you are in, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will then bring about an elevation of your status, because now you will be khayra ummah, you will be part of the ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then wa hablim minan nas, a bond with mankind and a pact with mankind. Now the question would always arise, and this is the question that is asked all the time, that when the Quran Sharif is speaking about al-dhilla, the Quran is speaking about disgrace, coming later in the ayah, maskana, and maskana will mean a pathetic condition, it will mean poverty. How is it and how do we reconcile when we see historically today, we see the world and we see the Yahud in whatever conditions they may be, that to us the perception is that they are ruling the world. So how do we reconcile it? Here Allah Ta'ala shows that there is that exception. وَحَبْلِمْ مِنَ النَّاسِ, that there is this pact that they had made with man. If we look at the illegitimate formation of the state of Israel, so how did it come into its existence? This is what Allah Ta'ala is speaking about. وَحَبْلِمْ مِنَ النَّاسِ, it is that pact. We all know the Balfour Declaration that had taken place. It was a pact. It was the Western world. The Balfour Declaration had taken place. It was the British that signed over this land illegitimately to them. And from there, they began to thrive in an illegitimate state, in an illegitimate way, in a way that is not permissible by any standards whatsoever. Their status, insofar as the United Nations is concerned, insofar as the United States is concerned, it is not acceptable, it is illegitimate, and this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about, وَحَبْلِمْ مِنَ النَّاسِ, that they have this pact for a short while. If you look at the history, from the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam coming down, we've discussed this before also, right through, we find that this is a very short period of time that they have whatever they have that may be perceived as dominance, but it is all an illegitimate dominance that they have that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has allowed. Now when we go back two ayats, we go back two steps, what has happened and why it has happened? Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas ta'muruna bil ma'ruf وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. When we as an ummah has left the very basics that we are supposed to be holding on to. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ. We left the habl of Allah, we left the rope of Allah Ta'ala, they have held the rope of mankind. We left the taqwa that Allah Ta'ala has commanded us, we left the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have the desire of mankind. So when we leave, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them that leeway. When we hold once again onto the rope of Allah Ta'ala, then obviously Allah Ta'ala will then let them slip away from the rope of man and this habal of mankind. وَبَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ, and they return with the ghadab, with the annoyance and the anger from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَسْكَنَةِ, and smitten upon them is al-maskana, is poverty and a pathetic state. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ, and that is because they had made kufr, they had disbelieved in the verses of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the original verses that Allah ta'ala had revealed upon them. They disbelieved, they changed, they adulterated the verses of Allah ta'ala. Secondly, وَيَقْتُلُونَ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ, and they had assassinated the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam without any right. To kill anyone, there is no right. And now they killed the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. There is a hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the worst of people are those, number one, who are killed by the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. Secondly, those who killed the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا, Allah ta'ala says, and that is because they have transgressed, they have left all the limitations that had been set down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They disobeyed all of that. وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ, and then they transgressed and they had went beyond the limitations that were set down by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And as a consequence of all of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had brought disgrace upon disgrace to them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had left them in the pathetic condition. When we look at the history from the time of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam till beyond the time of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, many years thereafter, the short while that they have this hablum minan nas, they are holding on to the bondage of mankind, but that is a very short while, and then thereafter we will find that Allah ta'ala will elevate the ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam once again, the emergence of Al-Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the coming of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, and all of this bond that they have with mankind will all come to an end once again, and the ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be elevated. May Allah ta'ala bring us that day. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.